77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next.
Oh, that's Jamal from number 5. Master of Bin Day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Foxfight videos. It's sweet. And constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Aileen O'Sullivan. Ukraine's foreign minister says that Russia's launched one of its largest air attacks overnight. He says peaceful cities and sleeping civilians were targeted by drones and missiles, as well as critical infrastructure. Police say that a 24-year-old woman whose body was found in a car boot in East London may have been the victim of a targeted incident. Harshita Brella from Corby was found in Ilford. Donald Trump's chosen oil and gas industry exec Chris Wright as his energy secretary. In a video last year, the founder of Liberty Energy said there was no climate crisis. And up to 20 centimetres of snow could fall on higher ground this week, with the first major cold spell of the season about to hit. A warning for snow and ice will start in northern Scotland at 4 this afternoon and last till 11 tomorrow morning.
Absolute Radio Sport.
England captain Harry Kane is going to start against the Republic of Ireland in the Nations League at Wembley this afternoon, having been dropped for Thursday's win against Greece. Interim boss Lee Carsley says the Bayern Munich striker understood the decision to include him among the subs after the game in Athens. Kane says it isn't the first time he's been on the bench for his country.
Since Lee's been in charge, you know, I've only played one game per camp, so from my point of view, of course, I want to start every game. I've always wanted to start every game, and I've never shied away from that. But, of course, I know that's not always possible. I know we're in a tough stage of the season.
Wales survived conceding a last-minute penalty, finishing 0-0 in Turkey, and can still join England in clinching promotion in the competition. Their host's spot kick hit the post. And British boxer Chris Billam-Smith has lost his Cruiserweight World title. He was beaten by Gilberto Zerdo Ramirez in their unification fights in Riyadh.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo, the new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Unsettled today with hazy spells of sunshine being replaced by cloud and patchy rain across northern and western parts, driest and brightest towards the south, highs of 12 degrees.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Hello, it's Jason Manford and Steve Edge here on Absolute Radio. Hope you're doing very well on this Sunday morning. We'll be with you through till 11 o'clock this morning, or 12 o'clock if you're listening on the Decade stations. So stick around. If you want to get in touch, you can get in touch via the social media platform of your choice. morning. It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well this morning. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, my friend. How's it going there in the...
Yeah, all right.
Just, house of babes. Babies rather than babes, not like babes. Playboy Mansion.
No, it's not babes. Well, you can call them babes, but it's just one. It's just one babe.
Yeah.
It's a boy, 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You know, terrible twos?
Not the terrible twos. You know when they could talk a little bit, but they're not really you can't really understand them, and then they get frustrated that you can't understand them.
Oh, of course.
Widjibalala. And you go, sorry. And you go, Widjibalala. And you go, I don't know what Widjibalala is, mate. And then they just keep shouting Widjibalala or something like that at you.
Yeah.
So we're at that stage.
Well, you know, as I always say with parenting, everything's a phase.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
And it's odd though, because you do sort of, I do miss like certain parts of it. You know what I mean? When I look back on videos or pictures of the kids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And now they're just like these. Enjoy it. Yeah, you just have to find the enjoyment even in the difficult moments.
Yeah.
Because I'd love my 15-year-old still to be giving it with you awa.
Bidjibalala, yeah.
Bidjibalala. I'd love to not understand what they're saying.
Where is it? What is it? Do you want it on the telly?
Who is it?
Do you want to eat it? Do you want to go there? What is it?
Well, let us know if you find out what Bidjibalala means.
I will
do. I'd love to know that. I was reading something a while back, which is, it's quite like sad, but to start the show with, but, I know, it's not sad. It's just the idea of it. You're not thinking about it at the time, which is at no point do you, because you only have your children in stages.
Yeah.
Until one day they're just a person.
Yeah. Right?
And all the things you did as they were growing up made that person. You never get, and this is obviously not to belittle anyone who, you know, or lessen anyone who's lost children and stuff like that, but you never get a time to sort of mourn, or for want of a better word, that phase of that child.
Well, because they've moved into the next bit.
Because they've moved into the next phase, and you don't even notice them moving. They just moved, and they were. And the newborn becomes a baby, the baby becomes a toddler, and the toddler becomes a child, and the child becomes a preteen, and preteen becomes a teen, and all. You know, you never get a moment where you actually just like go, oh, that one's gone now, that version of them. I'll never see them again.
Yeah, no, it is a sad thing, but
you know what I mean? But it's all lovely, obviously, it's great, but it's, I just at that point, because I'm looking at mine now, GCSE year, and the stress of it, and like, you know, the going out to parties with their friends, and already, like, there's sometimes where I don't know where they are, like, exactly.
That's weird.
Do you know with your two, you know exactly where they are all of the time.
Yeah. I mean, the little one's next to me every second of every day. He didn't leave me alone. Yeah. Me and the wife just can't move. Just follows you from room to room.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely, though. It's lovely. Stick around this morning. We're going to be playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts later on in the show. If you want to get in touch, of course, you can always email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. We didn't mean to start on such a sad note there, Steve. Yeah. I think it's just what I've been thinking about all week, and I just put it to words.
Just sort your Idjibalala out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
get it. You know, that's... Eat it. Bring it.
Play with it. Leave it. Put it through someone's window.
Yeah.
Hurt all mankind, just a save his own belief.
One love.
What about a one arm?
One heart.
What about a
let's get together and feel.
feel alright. Let's get together and feel alright.
One more thing.
Let's get together to fight this holy Armageddon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there will be no, no doom. Chances grow ten. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah. One love. What about the one
heart?
What about the
let's get together and feel alright.
I'm pleading to mankind.
One love.
One heart.
One heart.
One heart.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord. Feel alright. Let's get together and feel alright.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Tour's been trundling on this week, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. Been all around the B places. Bradford, was it? Bradford, Brighton.
Yes, that's Blackburn. Right. Yeah,
all the B's.
Did all them last week, yeah. And then, Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, Bournemouth.
And then I played paddle tennis in Battersea as well.
Oh. So you got it in your mind now, haven't you? You have to follow the bees.
Yeah, the Blackpool as well. Friday night. So it's I don't know how it's ended up like that. To be honest, a bit weird, really. Birmingham at the end of the month.
I think someone's really lazy and they've just done it alphabetically.
It is weird. There's a lot of bees, and then
a word with the tour manager and just the promoter and say, "Have you just done this alphabetically?"
and then weirdly, December is Cinderella.
Oh, yeah. So you moved into
Moved into wow. The seas. It's weird, isn't it? I think we're looking for patterns, but where am I this week? If you want to come along, I've got
Colchester.
No, I'm actually Plymouth, Cardiff. There's a
Cardiff.
Seat.
There it is.
Liverpool and Leeds.
All right.
I've got a mad one in the next week because the thing with this is might be a bit boring, but I'll explain it anyway. The thing when you do the arenas, right? When, on the theatres, you can just rock up to a theatre.
Yeah.
And the stage is there and the sound is there and the lights are there and all that. But when you book an arena, when you do an arena tour, you're just booking a carcass of a building. There's nothing in it apart from the seats. And you have to hire stage, light, sound, all that, and a 40 person crew to look after it. And so rather than doing two gigs, or, you know, 4 gigs a week or whatever, you're like, no, we've got to crack on because I've got two lorries there as well that I'm paying for every day.
Yeah.
So you end up gigging 6 nights a week because you've got to try just and make there. It worth it. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I've got this mad, like, I was going through it yesterday. I'm literally like, London over to Plymouth, Cardiff, up to Liverpool from Cardiff, over to Leeds, then up to Edinburgh, across to Glasgow, then I've got to get the sleeper train to London.
Have you ever followed the dots to see if it spells something? Because that might
be probably, yeah, I know exactly what it'll spell, and I won't be able to say it on the radio. yeah, that's what it was. Then I've got a load of press, because we're about to release a load of new tour dates. Then I've got a train up to Newcastle, over to Manchester, down to Brum, over to Nottingham. It's madness.
That is madness.
Mad few weeks, so. But it's all good. I'm loving it. And the show's going well. Had some funny old heckles. And last night, I was in Sheffield last night. Obviously, we pre-recorded the show. And it was freezing in that arena because that's where they have their ice hockey. And so the ice rink is...
Did you have to pay... You know when he said you book it as a shell? Do you have to pay extra for the eating? And you've gone, right, we don't need that.
Yeah.
You just struck that off. Nah, don't need that.
Get rid of that. Don't need it. Yeah. No, at Sheffield Arena, you play on top of the ice rink. They just put a load of MDF down. And it's thin as well. It's like plywood, like little thin plywood. Literally looking out, the audience are sat in coats like and scarves.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, this is not good. Absolutely nuts. It was freezing in there. Having to, you know, when the warm-up's going on to actually warm them up.
Yeah. And what was the echo? Was there a weird echo?
I just had a really loud American woman in.
Sure, she wasn't Canadian, ice hockey. Could be.
No, she actually said that. Because at one point she said, I said, oh, well, of course we've got, you know, course, an American's going to let himself be known, you know. And she went, well, at least I'm not Canadian. I was like, no, no, we like the Canadians.
Yeah, it's different over here.
But no, what I was saying to her was, and I've sort of said this in my act a little bit, which is the thing about Brits and Americans, we've got a lot in common because we are sort of universally disliked by a lot of countries because of our past and what we've done as a nation. But the difference is we're aware of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we spend a lot of time just like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Sazers.
Poor Pavard, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Whereas they just don't have that same self-awareness, do they, when it comes to... Yeah. That's probably why a lot of them don't have a passport, I guess. But no, tour's going well. It's a lot of fun. Love to see you on tour. And we are about to release a load more dates as well for next year. So check the website, jasonmanford.com.
Jason Manford. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
With Eurocamp, where outdoor living meets indoor comfort. With holiday homes, lodges, safari tents and more. Book now for 2025.
Oh, not near the house, please. Come on, up the other end of the garden.
It's fine, Mum.
Oh, it's gone straight through the kitchen.
We'll get someone out to replace that for you. Don't worry.
With DirectLine's accidental damage cover added to your home insurance, whether you've smashed your window or spilt wine on your carpet, we'll get you from problem to solution as quickly as possible. DirectLine, we're on it.
Excess Supplies Home Insurance, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
Hundreds of dull presentations are made every second. That's another hundred. And another. Dull, dull, dull. Oh, this radio ad is becoming dull too. If only Canva did radio ads, then this ad would be designed to be engaging, exciting, and full of creativity. Just like their gorgeous presentations. Oh, so visual documents and piece of cake videos. But they don't. Canva. Design against dull.
Abandon your turkey. Rip your knitted jumper from your chest. The gravy double bucket from 1999. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken. 6 mini fillets. 2 large gravies. 4 regular fries. 1 large bottled drink. Believe in deals. Believe in chicken. KFC. Subject to availability. Prices may vary. Participating restaurants only. See website for full T's and C's.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband. Totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. 4 price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/...
50% off indoor and outdoor lighting. To take advantage of these and other brilliant Black Friday offers, shop in-store or online. You can do it when you're being Hewitt. Exclusions apply. End 2nd of December. Subject to availability. See DIY.com.
Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Yeah.
morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well. It's time for a bit of this.
Questions for Steve.
It's time for questions for Steve. If you've got a question that you want to ask myself or Steve, you can email us jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. We got this one in from Will, who says, "Hello, Jason and Steve. I'm intrigued to hear an answer to this question that my wife asked me. What signifies the start of Christmas for you? I am by no means a Scrooge, but November feels a little bit too early for me. Christmas begins as soon as I see the 1st of December on the calendar. My wife, Amber, said it's as soon as she sees the Coca-Cola Christmas advert. So what signifies the start of Christmas for you? Thanks for keeping us entertained on a Sunday morning." No problem, Will. Well, Steve, you have a very specific... I'll do my one because mine's shorter than yours. Mine is the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
Because my dad's birthday on the 1st.
Right.
So we always kept that Christmas free.
Yeah.
And then the 2nd of December, we go for it. Absolutely. And I think that's okay. I think December is allowed to be dedicated to Christmas.
I agree with that, yeah.
And it's interesting.
It's a similar system. My mum's birthday was on the 5th of December. So that's when we put the tree up. That's when Christmas starts.
Yeah.
But the thing is, because the tree, if you get a real tree, you know, you've only got a lifespan of a certain, you know, 3-4 weeks if you're pushing it. So you can't put that up too early. But I think this year I'm more for, I don't know, getting the candy canes outside a little bit earlier.
You did this last year, Steve.
I didn't do it.
I went early last year.
I never start till December. No, I said I was going to go early. I never did.
Okay.
And then I write a list to myself every year. Listeners will know.
Well, that's what I was going to say,
decorations away, I write a list to Christmas 2024, Steve, which is what I wrote in 2023. And then I read it. And you know, it's when we're putting stuff away. So I look back and I go, what could we have done better? What did we miss out? What did we not
do? And have you opened the letter yet? Because I saw you sent me a message with...
Right. No, I've got it down. I haven't opened it yet. Do you want me to open it?
Okay.
I can open it.
Well, I'd like to know what last year Steve said, to be honest, yeah.
Well, I can go and get it and we can open it in the next link and we can answer this question about what's Christmas all about?
When is the start of Christmas, yeah. I mean, it's interesting that people now count the Coca-Cola Christmas advert.
They'll bring it in as early as they want, though, won't they, if they want to ship more Coca-Cola out.
Well, that's...
It's the same with the John Lewis advert. They've got a bit early.
Yeah,
they haven't seen this year's yet, to be fair.
I've not seen any of them last year. Oh, I watched the Boots one because people kick it off because Mrs. Claus was black.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's like, here we go. That's starting early. Of all the things to get upset about.
I mean, Santa, who knows what Santa, you know, we think we know, but we don't really know, do we?
Who's ever seen him? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, so Boots are getting it in the neck, but I just think, it doesn't matter, does it?
It's a bit of fun. Well, it's just a Christmas advert, isn't it? Don't get ate up about it. It's just a bit of fun. Don't matter.
But interestingly, the Coca-Cola truck just in general, because that song,
yeah.
And it's interesting because Coca-Cola got to a point where they were like, right, we're selling really well over the summer because we're a cold drink, but we can't shift our drinks over winter. Why would anybody buy a cold, fizzy drink?
Yeah.
And of course, what they did, which they didn't invent Santa, of course. They didn't invent the red, you know, Santa.
That's the idea, and
Father Christmas has been around for a very long time. But what they did was they commissioned an illustrator to paint Santa for Christmas adverts. Mm. And they established Santa as a really sort of warm, happy character with rosy cheeks and a white beard and laughter lines. And up to that point, Santa had been... you know, he had been in red, he had been in green, he had been in dark colours, but they sort
Kringle,
of...
Different names, yeah.
Yeah, they sort of popularised the red Santa, so the red Santa...
So it's Coca-Cola's fault, the Boots are getting it in the neck, that's what you're saying?
It's Coke's fault.
Thought so.
But, so they have got something to do with it. And they're obviously now their sales are through the roof all through the year, so it did work. And actually people go out, don't they, like the truck... Does like a tour now?
Mm. Have you ever said happy holidays, though? I think we will get to that point, won't we?
I don't think we'll ever get to that point.
I don't know. I think we will.
I don't think we will. Do you think so?
This country's heading to happy holidays.
Do you think people will be offended? What, because they're offended by saying Christmas?
No, because that's what the Americans call it. I think they will. I think people are staying. Holidays are coming. He's not saying Christmas is coming, is it?
Yeah, but that's Coca-Cola. That's fat. No, I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Tell Lloyd's Pharmacy, yeah? Not Boots the Chemist. Because one of them's American and one of them isn't. And neither of them are.
I think what I love about us as well is we don't all say Happy Christmas. Well, we still say Merry Christmas.
Merry. I like Merry. Merry. Because you need nice. Happy for Happy New Year, don't you?
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas,
and a Happy New Year.
You need the two to
You can't have a Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year. You just sound like an idiot.
No, it sounds stupid. Or a Merry New Year. What are you talking about, you idiot?
What's a Merry New Year?
Exactly. I don't think so. I think all that stuff about, you can't say Christmas because it'll offend, but like that has been made up by somebody. Yeah, the press to upset people. But actually, in real life, nobody. I can't think of one Muslim or Hindu or Jewish or anybody of any other faith who'd be like, I should find the word Christmas offensive. Like, it just wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. So I think we're all right for a long time yet. Right, you go and get that letter. I want to know what last year's Steve said to this year's Steve.
Okay.
Egad, what newfangled melody is this?
New music.
It's new music on Absolute Radio.
The Killers.
Standing in darkness with empty hands. I still know how to use them, but the miles made other plans. Running out of highway. Shorter on time. Feel the dead weight deepen and the devil coming down the line. The dashboard shaking. I steady the wheel. And I make every turn by memory, by feel. Towards the black horizon. An unbroken dawn. Will this endless stretch of desert road?
Baby!
Tickets for the Isle of Wight Festival 2025 are on sale now. They've got huge headliners, including Stereophonics, Sting and Justin Timberlake, plus performances from Faithful, The Script, Texas, Paul Heaton, Teddy Swims, James and more. The Isle of Wight Festival back Thursday 19th to the 22nd of June 2025. You can get your tickets now from absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
With Eurocamp, whether you want beaches, forests, mountains or theme parks, there's a holiday park for you. Book now for 2025.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Hello, you. Sounds like you could be missing out on savings on your mobile bill and paying more than you should. It's time you woke up. At Uswitch, our experts negotiate with providers to get exclusive Black Friday season deals, so you could switch and save on your mobile bill. Now that's a wake-up call. Uswitch. We put you first.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me no board for Sunday. Ehi meri peli garsi. Ehi me horngelondia.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
It's back from the 11th of November. Our biggest ever Dulux Decorator Centre Super Saver event. With up to 50% off in store and online. Up to 25% off Dulux Trade Diamond Matte, Vinyl Matte, Dulux Heritage and Armstead Trade Mixed Colour. Plus up to 50% off decorating accessories. This week only at Dulux Decorator Centre. Save on thousands of products. Shop our Super Saver event at Dulux Decorator Centre now. Discount off shelf prices 11th to 17th of November. Sunday online only. Terms and exclusions apply.
With the new Lloyds app, you can do it all. You can set up and track your pension quickly and easily. Then plan what you're going to do. Learn to salsa. Learn to sing. Literally make a song and dance of it. Walk, jog, run. Perhaps have a rest. Bake, sculpt, travel to Europe. Or maybe countries you've never even heard of, like Mayotte or Desolation Island. Perhaps not that one. Easily set up and track your pension. The power to do it all on the new Lloyds app. Download now. Pensions are a long-term investment. Fees, charges and T's and C's apply.
Down. You can rely on NFU Mutual. We include RAC UK breakdown cover as standard. That means if you're more than a quarter of a mile from home and in the unlikely event your car can't be fixed at the roadside, they'll take you to the nearest garage within 20 miles. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Half price pizzas are back at Pizza Express. Your favourite pizzas are 50% off until 29th November. Download the app for this offer. Terms apply. See website for details.
Christmas Cash Countdown.
Christmas Cash Countdown.
We're counting down to Christmas with something everyone would like to have under the tree. Cash.
you can win £400,000.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Online entries cost £2.50 at absoluteradio.co.uk. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this radio network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 22nd of November at 5 p.m.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £400,000 with our Christmas cash countdown.
Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well. Now, Steve writes a letter to himself every year. So last Christmas and the Christmas before that, and he, as he's packing all the decorations away and saying goodbye to Christmas for another year, he sits down and writes a letter to next year's Steve to sort of bestow upon him all the things that he's learned
this year, yeah.
This year.
What we could do better and stuff, yeah.
And what we could do better. And it's he's been doing this for a long time, a little tradition to himself. So he's got this year's letter.
I've got this year's letter. Well, yeah, it says, Dear Christmas 2024, Steve. And obviously I wrote that. Well, I wrote it in 2024, probably about the 7th of January, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
It's got a wax seal on it. I think I might have gone too far with that. I've just folded it down and I've put a little bit of wax on it.
Nice. Classy.
Okay. Interesting. When you open it, the back of the paper is clearly a quiz we were doing, and it's a tally of scores for some people.
Oh.
Okay. It's interesting. Oh, it starts with a quote. Heavy is the head that wears the sofa. That's what it says.
Nice. Okay.
Which is, I think, Stormzy. But basically, don't sit on the settee all Christmas. Oh, do a bit of that. Eat your quality street. Watch your Morecambe and Wise, if that's your thing. My wife hates that. But if that's right. Your thing. So here we go. It says, right, it says, well, Steve, I'll write it to myself. 2023 wasn't as bad as 2022, so he did a lot right. So I remember 2022 it was quite a dull Christmas.
Yeah.
Keynotes, same. More Christmas. Christmas is about excess. Start earlier. Go for longer. So, okay. I mean, we're in that time now, aren't we? If I'm going to implement this, it's now, isn't it?
It's
mid-November.
Now, yeah.
So it's worth thinking about. And then it says, number one, don't get COVID. Vitamins, take vitamins now. That's what it says. Because obviously me and my wife both got COVID last year. Right? Boxing Day onwards. So we didn't have a New Year, wasn't we? Had people coming, that didn't happen.
Have you had your flu jab yet?
I haven't had my flu jab yet. My wife's got to have a flu jab. She always gets ill at Christmas. Do more local Christmas. That's what it says. You know, like little things in your area, like little cafes do stuff and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and then it says, Capon smashed it. So a capon is a male chicken, massive.
Okay.
So it's an alternative to a turkey, because no one really likes turkey. I know we like the idea of eating it once a year. But so we had a capon. It was brilliant. So I recommend a capon.
And that's more flavourful than a chicken and a turkey?
It's like a really flavoursome chicken.
Does it have that gamey sort of taste that a turkey can
have? No, because it's from the same family, but it's the male.
From the same family?
That's chicken, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's
I thought you meant...
But it's a male chicken.
I thought it was part of your tradition where you only... Just one lineage of chickens.
Yeah.
we only eat these ones.
The Davises, we call them. They're the Davises. It's a load of capons. Have some beef on Boxing Day. I've never done that. That probably will never happen again. Double up on the tree lights, it says. It looks swell.
Is that how you talk to yourself?
Well, it's how Christmas 2023 Steve talks, yes. Board games. Do one. Now. I don't know if that's do one. I've had enough of them. Or
like, do one. Get out of it. Yeah, that's true.
Mulled wine and Mario Lanza. Now, that's my tradition. When we're putting all the decorations on, put Mario Lanza on, Christmas carols. Yeah. He really goes for it.
Balthazar said.
Balthazar spoke. Midnight Mass. Go to Midnight Mass, it says. That's a nice thing to do, isn't it? But you never...
Do you know what? I know it's a bit like going to the gym in January or joining a tennis club in Wimbledon, but church at Christmas is lovely.
Well, I know, but I think people don't. People go, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that. And then never do. So I've written it on the list and I've put Get the Carols on. Not just the Christmas songs, the carols.
Yeah, that's
the proper choir singing. And then at the bottom, it just says massive with dots between every letter. Enjoy it. Like a threat.
Yeah. So you better enjoy it.
I think I'm going to start early.
Do you know what? It's all good advice. But when you say early, you're talking November. You're going to creep it into November.
I'm talking like last week of November. I'm not saying, I know it's the beginning of November. My birthday's the 2nd of November. I know it's on my birthday, even before that, because as soon as Halloween's gone, in Marks and Spencer's, I saw them wheeling out the witches.
I know.
And as the door opened, they were bringing in a Christmas tree. I saw the turnaround.
The turnaround. No, I like
to... That's too early.
Yeah, you've got to let...
It's different for the shops, though, isn't it? Because they're selling Christmas. They're not celebrating
Christmas. Yeah, it's like when people say to me, like, in April when I've, because I've already signed up for the Panto at Christmas and the tickets are on sale, and I'll put a little advert out saying, tickets on sale for the Panto. People go, all right, mate, it's not even Christmas yet. Yeah, that's not how tickets for an event work, though, are they?
Yeah.
Like, it's in a, I can't sell them on the day and hope 2,000 people can suddenly come to the show.
No,
so that's, well, that's some good advice there. What's the key points that you're taking out there? What would you?
I think it's, as I said from the year before, a little bit earlier. I think I'm going to start. Let's say the 21st of November. I'm just going to start eating quality street, watching Christmas specials.
Yeah,
wearing pajamas with Santa on it, and they're just I can't get the trees up yet because the trees are going to be like I said. Yeah. But I'm going to get everything else. I'm going to tinsel around the lights. You know what I mean? Halo on the sky dish, all that.
Yeah, I've not really got a day off from. I'd have to do mine this like tomorrow, like the 18th. That's the next day off. I've not got actually got a day off until the 8th of December.
18th's all right.
We have fake Christmas booked in on the 8th.
What's that?
Because I do Panto, I don't. You know, I work all through Christmas, so actually Christmas Day, the last thing I want is visitors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want my kids and just our little thing. I don't need other people coming along. I'm not going to be good company, you know.
Yeah.
So we have one on the 8th where we have a big meal and, we don't really exchange presents on that day. We still do that around Christmas time, but we just do all the, like a Christmas dinner together with all the family, sort of all my brothers and sisters and their kids and stuff.
Have a row. A little row across the room, and that's Christmas in a day.
Well, how's your view of things today? Garb young to fade away. The sinner and Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. With history, we'll film a life but dub our tail. The mystery must stay inside. Look our homes, look our lives in control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. Chasing around and trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl. Upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed a change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. Chasing around and trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl.
around this morning here on Absolute Radio. We are going to be playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts very shortly. You can always join in. Email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Also, I'm at the next stage in my football management career. I'm going places. I'm a football management guy now as well.
Got any badges? I don't mean, Blue Peter, I mean UEFA.
I won't give it away just yet, Steve. Stick around.
Okay. Jason Manford.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
With Eurocamp. Book now for 2025 for savings and the best choice. With a low deposit now, you can get next summer sorted.
This Christmas, there will be millions of songs streamed, movies watched and job searches online. But around 2 million households are living in data poverty, disconnected from essentials they need to get by. So we're giving away free data to those who need it most. If you're struggling, ask for the National Data Bank in any O2 store. O2, see what you can do.
SIM available in store on National Data Bank, subject to availability. Minimum 25 gig, 18 plus, terms apply, see o2.co.uk.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, "I can't believe how dark it is." Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
Listen. It's headed this way. Can you hear it? That is the unmistakable sound of a door sensation sweeping the nation. Because in People's Postcode Lottery's December draws, you could win a share of our biggest ever prize pot, £32.5 million. Own it, rent it, any door can enter. So join in with this lot and get your door in the draw by signing up before midnight on the 1st of December. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
We're making the impossible possible, Gene. You'll see.
Experience the story of three British pioneers with one vision, the birth of IVF.
You're aware that we will unite the world against us.
Making babies in test tubes.
I'm helping people, Mum.
Doesn't make it right. Thomasin McKenzie, James Norton, Bill Nye.
What we're doing, it matters.
Joy, only on Netflix November 22nd.
It's back from the 11th of November. Our biggest ever Dulux Decorator Centre Super Saver event with up to 50% off in store and online. Up to 25% off Dulux Trade Diamond Matte, Vinyl Matte, Dulux Heritage and Armstead Trade Mixed Colour. Plus up to 50% off decorating accessories. This week only at Dulux Decorator Centre. Save on thousands of products. Shop our Super Saver event at Dulux Decorator Centre now. Discount off shelf prices 11th to 17th of November, Sunday online only. Terms and exclusions apply.
There's a new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Rayo. Download it for free now.
Or stay here for the latest news. Next.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry. There's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Aileen O'Sullivan. Ukraine's president says Russia launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in an attack overnight. Airstrikes have been reported across the country from the western city of Lviv, and critical infrastructure was hit in the Zaporizhia region too. A woman found dead in the boot of a car in East London has been named by police in Northamptonshire. Detectives think that 24-year-old Harshita Brella from Corby was attacked by someone she knew. A murder inquiry was started after her body was found in a vehicle in Ilford on Thursday. An oil industry exec who in the past has said there is no climate crisis has been nominated by Donald Trump to be his energy secretary. Chris Wright is the founder of Liberty Energy. He's expected to support the incoming US president's plan to maximise oil and gas production. A load of cash is being promised to boost England's bus network. The government says £955 million is going to go towards improving services across the country next year.
Absolute Radio Sport.
England's interim boss Lee Carsley says he's focused is still on getting the team back into the top tier of the Nations League as he gets ready for a final game in charge against the Republic of Ireland this afternoon. They are looking to secure first place in Group B2 at Wembley after an impressive 3-0 win away in Greece on Thursday. Well, Carsley says he's really thinking about what he's done before the arrival of new boss Thomas Tuchel.
The best thing for us is to get promotion, and that sets us up for the draw at the World Cup. And like I say, what was set out beforehand, it will be achieved, but yeah, it'll be more beneficial for the players than it will be myself, and I just hope they can do.